Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to our Memorial Day program sponsored by American Legion Post 158 and VFW Post 1656. If you would please stand in recognition of our honor party. Thank you.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison-Dawson.
Concert band to the Star Spangled Banner, please remove your hats and we'll recognize our colors. For Father Sean Pullman. Sean?
Let's begin in prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks today for the gift of freedom, and we remember the men and women who have sacrificed their lives so that we can enjoy freedom today. We pray for those families that have lost loved ones and those who have loved ones serving today. We ask you to shower them down with your blessings. And we give thanks for the servicemen who devote their lives to helping us live in freedom and enjoy the rights that we have today. We ask all of this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I'd like to introduce Tim Buehr, Chief Warrant Officer 3. Tim Buehr served in the Minnesota Army National Guard for 25 years. Retiring in 2025 with extensive experience in food service operations and logistics support. From 23 to 25, he served as a senior food advisor for Joint Force Headquarters Camp Ripley, preceding by 6 years of the same specialty with the 347th Regional Support Group out of Brooklyn Park. Earlier in his career, he served as the Sergeant First Class with F Company, the 134th Brigade Support Battalion in St. Peter. From 11 11-17, he began his military military service in his hometown of Madison at Bravo Battery 151 Field Artillery, where he served from 2000 to 2010 as both 92 Golf and a 13 Delta, attending the rank, achieving the rank of sergeant. CW3 Buer deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom from 22 to 23 to Al-Asad, Iraq, with the 347th Regional Support Group, where he managed two dining facilities supported in coalition partnerships. He also deployed in the support of Operation Iraqi Freedom 2009 until 2010 in Kuwait and Iraq with the Battery B, 1st Battalion 151 Field Artillery, serving as truck commander for convoy operations. He currently resides in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, with his wife Amber and his children Everson and Malaya. His parents are Paul and Mona Buer, resides here in Madison. Please welcome Mr. Buer, Tim Buer.
Good morning, community members, veterans, family and friends, for those that are here today or listening on the radio. It's an honor to join you today to remember those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. Today is a day to pause and reflect on service members who answered the call to duty, ordinary people who rose to do extraordinary things. It's a day when our nation fulfills a sacred commitment to never forget them. Memorial Day traces its roots to the aftermath of the Civil War in 1865, when our country began establishing national cemeteries for fallen soldiers. Communities came together. They decorated graves with flowers and held ceremonies to honor the dead. One of the earliest observances took place on May 1st, 1865, in Charleston, South Carolina. Formerly enslaved African Americans reburied 257 Union soldiers from a mass grave at a Confederate prison camp and honored them with a parade to show their gratitude for fighting for their freedom. In 1868, the first national observance, then called Decoration Day, was held. Over 20,000 Union and Confederate graves were chosen at Arlington, were decorated at Arlington National Cemetery. The date, May 30th, was chosen because flowers would be in bloom across the country. In 1971, Congress officially established Memorial Day as a federal holiday, observed on the last Monday in May. To truly remember those we honor today, we must gain an understanding of who they were. They were veterans, some who may have volunteered or some who were voluntold by our government to serve our country. Regardless of how they came to wear the uniform, they answered the call to duty. They fulfilled a commitment greater than themselves. Some shared their stories. Others carried them quietly. Some lived with wounds we could see, and many with ones we could not. The Army teaches seven core values: loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. These are a framework for ethical behavior and professional conduct. These values guide decisions under pressure. They shape individuals into professionals, and they become a compass when it matters most. Of those values, personal courage stands out to me on this Memorial Day. Anyone who has worn the uniform has shown personal courage. For some, it was the first day of basic training, being yelled at by drill sergeants, not knowing left from right or up from down, the first test to respond under pressure. For others, it was stepping off a plane into a foreign country, relying not on family by blood, but family by service, a camaraderie that runs deep. For some, it was hearing the warning of incoming danger, moving not only to protect themselves, but to ensure the safety of others. In those moments, all seven of those values are not just taught, they are lived. For some, courage was defending a convoy of supplies through some of the most dangerous roads in the world, with a victory bottle of Sundrop safely awaiting back at base. Personal courage, when practiced every day, becomes the standard, and that is what sets our service members apart. That is who we remember today. Highly trained, dedicated, professional, courageous heroes. On this Memorial Day, we honor those who gave everything for our country. They stood for the ideals on which this nation was founded: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Their sacrifice is a debt we can never fully repay, but it is a debt we honor through remembrance, gratitude, and how we choose to live our lives. Let us honor our fallen not only with ceremonies, but by living with integrity, kindness, and courage. Share the stories of those who served, so their sacrifices are never forgotten. May we all remember, reflect, and commit to the values that make this country strong. And to my fellow veterans, thank you. Your service, loyalty, and courage continue to inspire generations. Freedom is not free. All gave some. Some gave all. Thank you.
Above the Navy hymn from the Swift County Concert Band.
Veterans who who did not return while serving overseas in wartime. World War I, Warren Gommel, John Grove, Stephanus Steve Sorensen, Gunder Haug, Ole Hoyle, Arthur Schmall, Samuel M. Skoyan, World War II, William Bowler, Raymond Borsted, Harold Gabrielson, Carl H. Hansen Barg, Robert Hendrickson, Arnold M. Holen, Waldemar Jorgis, Melvin Kack, Walter L. Keeman, Lewis M. Larson, Raymond F. Larson, Virgil G. Larson, Walter Lindquist, Earl J. Meyer, Gordon Molstead, Gordon Odekirk, Leroy Olson, Charles Pearson, Leslie Peterson, Julius Quinamone, Fred Schuber, Leroy Wickland, Vietnam War, Frank Geiser, Stanley Thompson, servicemen we lost this past year.
Madison area, including former Madison area veterans who passed away between May 26, 2025 and May 25, 2026. Leander Koloff served during the Korean conflict, is buried at St. Michael Cemetery. Sherwood Dove served during the Korean conflict, is buried at Hegri Cemetery. Norval Hegland, World War II conflict, is buried at Minnesota Valley Lutheran Cemetery. Kenneth Beyer served during the Vietnam conflict, is buried at Hayden Cemetery. Gerald Sensrud served during the Vietnam conflict, is buried at Lewisburg Cemetery. And Eugene Lackold served during the Korean conflict, and he's buried at Hayden Cemetery.
A musical selection by the Swift County Concert Band, Nearer My God to Thee.
Thank you.
We're going to have to amend the program just a little bit. It means we're inside. We will not be raising the colors. And sorry to say that we do not have a rifle squad at this time to give the 21-gun salute. But at this time, the band will be playing taps. Benediction from Father Sean.
Let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and gracious God, we pray for those many men and women who are abroad. We pray for their safety and their families, that they may be brought home. We also pray for many more courageous men and women to step up and answer the call to fight for our freedoms. As we leave today, may we leave with gratitude for the many freedoms and rights that we have as American citizens. We also pray for God's blessing upon this country, the United States of America, that we may continue to live in freedom and give thanks for this great country. We ask all of this through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That concludes our program. I want to thank Post 158, and Post 1656. Everyone that came for this program and the planning of it. Want to thank Lacapal School, District 2853, for the use of their facility. Like to thank Swift County Concert Band for their gift of music. Like to thank Tim Buer for his message honoring those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for freedom for this great country. I'd also like to thank KLQP FM Q92 for broadcasting our program. A couple announcements. There is a meal that is served immediately after this program at the VFW Post. It consists of a beef commercial, a salad, and a cookie, coffee, or juice. Everyone is encouraged and welcome to attend. For those that could help, the flags at the Flags of Honor will be lowered and taken down at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Your assistance is greatly appreciated. Thank you all for attending. Thank you. Have a great day.